23 hours.
South residents welcome installation of speed humps along Pongozi Road. Ishinso WDC chairperson thanks government for school upgrade. And in African news, Anthony Joshua's driver appears in court after crash that killed two. With the news in detail, my name is Blessa Chwawa. Residents of Kamala South in Lusaka have expressed their happiness over the installation of speed humps along Pongozi Road, saying the measure will help reduce road accidents and save lives. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, a resident said the erection of two speed humps on the road is a positive development that will curb over speeding, which has been a major cause of accidents in the area. However, the residents noted with regret that the local authority acted only after several fatal accidents had already occurred, incidents they believe could have been avoided had preventive measures been put in place earlier. They have since appealed to local leadership to be more proactive in addressing pressing community concerns before tragedies occur. The installation of the speed humps follows a fatal road accident involving an over-speeding drunk driver, which claimed a life of a female worker from Cheers supermarket near Spectra filling station on New Year's Day. Ishinso Ward Development Committee Chairperson Freddy Shilaya has thanked the government for upgrading Ishinso Secondary School in Mukushi District through the approval of a 1x3 classroom block. Mr. Shilaya says the development will help ease congestion at the school and create a more conducive learning environment for pupils in the area. However, he has expressed a disappointment that only one project was approved out of the three that were submitted for consideration. He explains that the community had proposed the construction of a 1x3 classroom block, two ablution blocks, and two staff houses, but the latter projects were not included in the approval. Mr. Shilaya has since appealed to the government to consider supporting the remaining projects to fully address the school's infrastructure challenges.
going to come move, which the government, you know, came up with for upgrade our schools, so, really, we are struggling. It is a struggle at the moment. The CDF 2025, 2026, we have prioritized our school to be upgraded, to be given 1 to 3. Presentably, we presented the two, in fact, the three components, two ablution block and the two teachers' houses. Then, unfortunately, we are only given 1 by 3 classroom block, which is a big letdown down because, you know, teachers, the number of teachers is increasing. The number of pupils is also increasing. Looking at the sanitation is very bad. You know, as a secondary school, we cannot continue using teacher latrines, which if we put up a teacher latrine, over the following day, it collapses. That's why we wanted to have improved sanitation.
The Maureen Welpay Care Foundation has donated assorted food items worth over 25,000 kwacha to 75 elderly people in Dola District on the Copper Belt. The donated items included 10 kilogram bags of mealie, cooking oil, and salt. The foundation was founded by Maureen Welpay, a Zambian expatriate based in the United States, and currently supports more than 70 elderly people. The foundation coordinator, Marjorie Msonda, said the initiative is aimed at improving the lives of elderly people who struggle to meet their basic needs and appealed to donors for continued support. One beneficiary, Mike Chamba, said their life was unbearable before the foundation's intervention, as many elderly people were forced to beg on the streets. And Miss Musonda has urged young people to stop associating old age with witchcraft and to care for the elderly.
It breaks my heart, and I could tell you a story that happened. You know, there was this old woman, you know, because old people, they have dementia, they forget their homes. So there was this incident where an old woman, she wasn't wearing anything, then they started, like, they were trying to stone her. The youth out there, I'm pleading with you in the name of God, when you see an elderly person, they don't know where they are coming from, take them to the hospital, take them to the police station, take them to anywhere near where somebody is going to help.
Kitwe District Commissioner Wansmong Gonomo says the local economy is showing signs of growth, driven by increased production at mines like Mopani Copper Mines. Mr. Gonomo noted that this growth is spilling over into other sectors, with increased hotel occupancy and more women accessing capital to start businesses. He revealed that due to this growth triggered by the mine sector, marketeers in the market are flocking and fighting for trading spaces, which wasn't the case in the past. Mr. Ngonomo further expressed the confidence that the district will earn more foreign exchange, contributing to Zambia's economic growth.
About the economy growth, you can see the telltale signs. We are not where we want to be, but sure you can see that there's a change in the supply of money in the district. If you were around on what is called Black Friday, if you go around to our hotel here, Garden Court, the hotel is fully subscribed. Before, you had very few people. So it tells you that there's something happens. You go to the market. To the market, there are more women competing for spaces in the market now than before. So which means they are accessing capital to a certain level for them to be able to start the business. If you listen to